The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
This moment now. I mentioned Maggie Smith, one of the most loved actresses, it has to be said, known more recently for her roles in Harry Potter and also Downton Abbey, has sadly passed away at the age of 89. The legend of screen and stage won two Oscars, her first in 1969, four Emmys and a Tony over her career, making her one of the few to win the so-called Triple Crown of acting. One of her most famous films is Gosford Park. This is a clip from it.
She's coming to stay with me next month.
Tell me, how much longer are you going to go on making films?
Doesn't look like I'm not good at all.
Well, I suppose that rather depends on how much longer the public want to see me in them.
Yes, it must be hard to know when it's time to throw in the towel. What a pity about that last run of yours. What was it called? What, The Dodger?
The Lodger.
The Lodger. And it must be so disappointing when something just, you know, flops like that.
Yes, it is. Rather disappointing.
So absolutely brilliant. That is the late Maggie Smith in a little piece of Gosford Park. We're delighted to be joined by John Conroy, who worked with Maggie on The Miracle Club only last year. John, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Sad news. She really is much loved, isn't she?
Yeah, very, very sad, actually. I was talking to some of the guys I was working with on the crew yesterday. We were filming, we were doing a night shoot last night, and we were all talking about how great she was and how much we loved working with her and how much we felt, how privileged we felt we were to be able to work with her.
You've worked with very famous people, John, but what was it like having Maggie Smith on the set?
It was very special. It was only a couple of years ago, so she was, you know, a big age and all that sort of stuff. But she had such a great energy when she came on set, and she was very kind and had great time for everybody. And she had a great sense of fun. Like, we always tended to have a giggle, you know, and then that would be sort of mixed in with these amazing, strong performances and emotion. But overall, yeah, no, it's definitely one of the highlights of my career, that's for sure.
Wow, and you've had such a distinguished career, John. That's putting it at the high praise indeed. Was she kind of different, because we know her from every time you see her, they used to say she would steal whatever scene she was in, and yeah, it does seem that way when you look back at Downton. Did you get a sense of that when she was in The Miracle Club?
Yeah, well, I think it's just in the nature that you're drawn to her. She's had such a great presence. I do think that she was with Kathy Bates and Laura Linney in that film, so they were all sort of heavy hitters. But she had a special presence that you just ended up being drawn to her the whole time. She kind of had that steam ceiling presence for sure.
Right. And was she different off camera to the way she was on camera? She just seemed to be this lady.
Yeah, she was a lady, and in terms of being different, she was just, I think she was just herself. And you know, as I said, there was always to talk, there was stories, you know, all that sort of stuff. And then when action was called, she was in the zone. She would have been very much like in John Mills' book of actors, you know, where she didn't seem to be that method, but then when action was called, she was all over it.
My God. Would she, I just, you always wonder, was she as posh in real life as she appeared to be on screen?
No, very down to earth and very, very kind, you know, with her time for the chats and all that sort of stuff. Definitely not posh, I would say.
So I know very famously the producer of the Beatles, Sir George Martin, he had an incredibly posh voice, but it was a posh voice that he learned in the RAF during World War II. He wasn't posh at all.
No. And of course, she had an Irish accent in The Miracle Club, so which was very good, actually. She cracked it. I thought it was one of the best I'd ever heard. Definitely not posh. Very, very approachable. Very nice, very kind, and, you know, great fun to be around.
And an absolutely sterling career too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I remember her like in The Pride of Miss Jean Brodie. Like, you know, like I remember that film, you know, watching it when I was much younger. And I just remember we were shooting screen tests with her. I posted a little sort of clip from a little frame grab from the screen test we were doing that sometimes you do for costume and makeup and hair against the background for the art departments and things like that. And I just remember operating the camera as well as lighting, you know, so I kind of looking at it going, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, sometimes that happens in your career. It doesn't happen that often, but when it does, it's fantastic. And it was definitely, as I said, one of the highlights of my career to work with her.
God, I was reading The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. They were showing bits of it on TV last night. That was a sensational film, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think there was an Oscar winning for her as well there.
1969.
Yeah, I remember watching that now. And I was born in 68, but in the 70s when they were running it and stuff like that, I remember watching that, just blown away by it.
I was reading that was supposed to be Julie Andrews in that role.
Yeah, I can imagine it has been very different, you know, with Julie Andrews. But I think she made it her own and definitely, you know, one to remember.
Yeah, I was reading she had started in the Oxford Playhouse at 16. And even back then was being reviewed and being told you know, one to watch very much then. And then from 21 on Broadway, it was kind of, she was obviously very talented from day one, wasn't she?
Yeah, and I was listening to Stephen Ray yesterday. He was talking about her, and he was saying that she was within Laurence Olivier's sort of company, and that was almost like the... it was like the Blue Ribbons sort of theatre company. If you were in that, you were almost, you know, definitely your talent was there. You know, you wouldn't have been there if you weren't there. So, yeah, she definitely, from theatre days,
yeah,
you know, yeah, definitely was one to watch.
She was actually spotted, what I'm reading here, she was actually spotted by Laurence Olivier and then starred opposite him as Desdemona in Othello.
In Othello, yeah, exactly. I think it was... Yeah,
that must be fairly spectacular. If Laurence Olivier spots you, that must be a sign from the gods, I would say.
Definitely. I can only imagine trying to contemporize it now. Would it be like winning the X Factor or something?
Yes.
You know?
I mean, if your career stopped at that point, I think that people already would remember you.
Exactly.
But going on, was stage a huge part of what she did?
I think so. She always, like, she always talked about theatre, loved theatre, like... you know, I definitely think a lot of those actors of that generation, they kind of theatre, they did a lot of theatre, you know. So I suppose film work would have been not as frequent as it is now, you know, like, you know, on TV work, you know, where the theatre would have been, you know, a lot more dominant in terms of an actor's career then.
Right. When you see actors on stage, those kind of old school ones who've come through Shakespeare and a lot of stage, can you see a real difference in them on screen?
I don't know that, to be honest. I think it's such a different genre, you know. I think I don't think so.
Right.
That's the truth. I actually think that, you know, if an actor knows that they're so clever normally, that if they know that they're on the screen, everything is a little less than on the stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a different genre and a different technique. And, you know, I think definitely, like, she knew when it was a close-up and when it was a wide shot and wanted to know, you know, what lens was shooting her and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
You know, yeah, so she knew her stuff, really.
Yeah. It was later on in life she kind of was opened up to a whole new audience with the parts in Harry Potter and then Downton. How did she feel about them? Because they're like Superman films, really, aren't they? They're ones that absolutely everybody watched.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I suppose she would have... I wouldn't have really asked her too much about that sort of stuff because we were in the middle of shooting and stuff like that. And she'd tell you the stories that she volunteers, you know, from her days in theatre and things like that. But yeah, so I'm sure it was like a new lease of life in terms of a new audience anyway. That's
absolutely
for sure.
And one of the great things that happened was that when Julian Fellowes started writing Castor, he was writing very especially for her, wasn't he? And she was really able to deliver the wit of those lines.
Yeah. I mean, they were like hammer blows.
Yeah.
They were like deadpan sort of great lines.
What's a weekend?
Yeah, exactly. I remember. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what exactly? Yeah, famous line.
What a line. What a line. Incredible. Well, John, thanks very much for joining us to remember what an absolute incredible character she was. And the film The Miracle Club is the one to look out for that you worked with her on. John, thanks very much for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. John Conroy there, cinematographer on The Miracle Club, worked with the late, great Maggie Smith. Maggie was fabulous in David Copperfield, and she certainly was. We have a little clip from her in Downton, because the combination of her and Julian Fellowes' lines was just spectacular.
If we don't respect the past, we'll find it harder to build our future.
Where did you read that?
I made it up. I thought it was rather good.
It's too good. The one thing we don't want is a poet in the family.
Would it be so bad?
The only poet peer I am familiar with is Lord Byron. And I presume we all know how that ended.
Oh, God. Too good. The late, great Maggie Smith.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.